Greetings, we are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. God bless each and every one of you all in the land of the living. I give an honor to God the Father, which is the head of my life. As I often say, without the Father, without the Son, and without the Holy Spirit, I would not know what I would do. So I give an honor to the Holy Trinity on this morning. I thank God for my Father. I thank God for his gifts. I thank God for everything that he's doing in my life, even right now today. I thank God for the open doors, open doors, not necessarily just for me and my wife, but open doors for the people to be touched and to be blessed. And I give an honor to him for that. Glory to God. If you guys don't know, first of all, my name is Apostle Andrew, and I give an honor to my wife, Apostle April, my lovely wife. I thank God for her. Amen. Glory to God. She's my right hand. Amen. I love her so very much. Hallelujah. I want glory to God. I want to say, if you don't know what's taking place right now, God has supernaturally begun to open up so many doors all across the nation for us, but not necessarily for us. A lot of people get excited and say, I'm happy for you, Apostle. I'm happy for you and Dr. April. And I begin to say, praise God for that. But it's not necessarily for me, because when I go to these places, when Dr. April go to these places, we are pouring out. We're not necessarily receiving. We're pouring out. So that takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of energy. That takes a lot of fasting and prayer. That takes a lot of worship, a lot of studying of God's word. That takes a lot out of us. And I give God the glory for that. But it is more so for the people of God. Glory to God. Anyone that. Amen. Hallelujah. When we go to Houston, when we go to Atlanta, when we go to Canada, when we go to Denmark, we also working some things out to go to Denmark. When we go to Chicago, we got our Chicago church out there. Pastor Mary West, my spiritual daughter, I give God honor for her as well. Way of the Cross Full Deliverance Ministries. When we go there, when we go to New Jersey coming up soon, when we go to the South Bronx in New York coming up pretty soon, when we go to Baltimore, Maryland, which is coming up very soon as well, when we go to Memphis, Tennessee, when we go and travel all across the world in the United States, it's not necessarily for us. But it's for the people. We're gonna and releasing God's glory and His fire and using energy and virtue. We're receiving anything, but it's God's receiving the glory and His people receiving His healing power that He wants to do in this nation. So I count it a great joy for what He's doing in this hour, for open doors for you guys, for the people, and I give them the glory and the honor for. Continue to intercede for us. Continue to not just pray. Anyone can pray, but I mean intercede. I mean take at least 15 minutes out your day and just lift up General April, lift up myself. That's not too much to ask, I wouldn't think. I wouldn't think that's too much to ask, to intercede for us. Because we intercede for you all many hours. I spend many hours in worship and prayer, Dr. April as well. We block in every curse that the enemy throws at your household.
Hallelujah.
Right. As you're covering the enemy has a curse for your household. Satan has death. He has sickness for your household. But I and Dr. April, we stand in a gap. And that curse or that sickness that was supposed to hit you, instead it comes to us. It comes to us. And we block it in the spirit.
Amen.
You got to understand this thing. There's rankings in the spirit. Everyone, you know, you may have a husband, you may have a wife, and your husband, the Bible tells us, the priest of your home. That's true. But you got to understand, there's rank in the spirit. If you have an apostle, your apostle covers you and your husband. It's certain things in the spirit that you or your husband can't stop coming to your house unless you got a proper covering. The reason, because there's rank and there's order in God's kingdom.
Amen.
You can't. It's rules. It's called the rules of engagement. There's rules to this thing. There's really literal ranking to this thing. Some things you can't do on your own. You need somebody in the spirit that covers you. That's gonna block those curses that come to your house.
Glory to God. Glory.
I know I'm speaking the truth. But what I've come to find out is some people get arrogant and prideful and think that they are the ones that's stopping it. Their prayers do a great deal. The Bible says that the prayers of the righteous avail of much, so our prayers do a lot. But in the spirit, if you got a high-ranking demon or a principality that's coming at your home, you need an apostle or a prophet that is higher than you in the spirit to block that.
Amen. Amen.
Humility is our best friend, people of God.
Yes.
Humility is our best friend. Pride has got so many in an early grave. I don't get this thing. What is pride going to do for us? Okay, yeah, I'm Mr. Big. Okay, you Mr. Big. Okay, at the end of the day, who looking at that? What is that going to get us? I would rather be humble like Jesus and say, Lord, let me wash your feet. Let me wash the feet of your servants, because when you operate in humility, that's when you begin to be Mr. Big in the spirit realm.
That's right.
You don't gotta elevate yourself. I often even growing up, those wannabes, they used to try to be quote unquote gangsters in the streets. Yeah, I'm a gangster. I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, and I'm that. Real gangsters don't gotta go around saying that they gangsters. Everybody else will see it.
That's right.
Amen.
It's the same thing in the spirit. Everybody know that you are a powerful man and woman of God. You don't got to show it off. Spirit will show it off for you. What are you trying to prove? When we debase ourselves, when we get low to the ground, become humble, that's when he lifts us up. I don't know why I'm saying this. I'm saying my message, but somebody needs to hear it.
Have your way, Lord.
And listen to this. I was coming up with my wife in the beginning parts of our marriage, and she used to tell me, she used to say, yeah, she can't stand when they say this. She used to talk to different women that had husbands and things of that nature, and they used to say about how their men and their men were prideful. And then she'll look at them, and she would begin to listen, and they would say, yes, you know, that's just how men are. Men got their male pride. My wife would say, no, that's not how my man is. See, we try to use that excuse. That just because you're a man that you got to have pride. But Jesus was the most manly man, and he didn't have any pride. So with that excuse, it comes from hell. It don't come from heaven.
That's right.
Just men. They just men. No. Yes, we all got some things that we gotta work on, but no. You're not more of a man because you can stick your chest out and say that you got pride. Understand this, there's a different type of pride. When you got pride in raising your children, you feel proud about that. Or when you got pride in serving your country as a soldier in the military, that's a different type of pride. That's a pride that you are proud of something. But I'm talking about the pride where you walk around and you thinking you something when you really nothing.
Oh my God.
Right.
Yes.
Talking about just because we men, we need to have pride. I would never teach my sons that. What kind of mess is that? Mm-hmm. That'll get them in an early grave. It's a lot of people that left this world early because they had too much pride. Satan was kicked out of heaven. He was casted out of heaven. Because he had too much pride.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to talk about this. The Holy Spirit wanted somebody to hear this. If you struggle in that area, you need to really fast and pray. You need to ask God to help you with that. Because that can destroy your marriage. That can destroy, if you're looking for somebody to get married to, that'll keep you single. That'll destroy your ministry, and ultimately it'll destroy your life.
Amen.
Glory to God. That's what the Holy Spirit wanted you to hear. Amen. When you hear the day that you hear the Lord's voice, harden not your heart.
Yes.
Hearken unto him. Glory to God. Well, this morning I'm talking about your seed. Your seed will determine your victory or your defeat. Your seed will determine your victory or defeat. Father, I thank you for this word that you're delivering to your people. I thank you, Lord God, that you're using me to deliver your message from on high. Father, I pray not to be in flesh, but be in your spirit. And every hear under the sound of my voice, may this word penetrate their hearts, and may they become not only hearers, but doers. And apply, put application to your everlasting word in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Glory to God. I'm going to be coming out of John 3:16, the first scripture, John 3:16. Everyone should know this by heart. Our babies should know this by heart. This is like a Sunday school. We're known for quoting this scripture even in Sunday school, our baby Bible studies, even in vacation Bible school. You know, they have vacation Bible school in the summertime for the kids, a lot of churches. Even our babies should know this scripture. Because this is a very profound scripture, but it's a very simple scripture, but also very profound. I love this scripture so very much. John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomever should believe in him would not perish, but what? Have everlasting life. Have everlasting life. I'm focusing on this scripture right here because it tells us that God so loved the world that he did what? He gave. Now, I want you guys to pay attention to this. He gave. He gave. Who gave? God the Father gave who? Yahshuah, his son, the Messiah. He gave.
Amen.
Focus on that word gave right there. He gave. Why? Because he loved. So what that tells me is, anytime God gives us something, he gives it to us because he loves us. God the Father is the example, people of God. He is the example that we should follow. Jesus is his son. He is the example that we should follow. Glory to God. But I find out oftentimes, especially in the body of Christ, people don't want to follow that example because instead of giving, we're more so trying to be on the receiving end. Instead of giving, we're trying to take. So if God gave, watch this now, watch this. If God gave because what? He loved us, then that shows that there is an attachment between giving and love. So if there's an attachment between giving and loving, then what that shows me is those people who don't give, they truly don't have love.
My God.
Somebody ain't going to catch this on this morning. That's okay. I'm talking to three people. As long as I can get you three people in the heaven, if I can just get three people in the heaven, I've done my job. There is an attachment between giving and loving. There's an attachment between loving and giving. You can't say that you love someone if you're not willing to give to someone. The Bible tells us what? It tells us that Jesus gave his life. He laid his life down. No, it says, I give my, he said, the Bible specifically, he said, Jesus, Yahshuah the Messiah, he said, I lay my life down willingly. No man taketh it, but I willingly give it.
Amen.
Why did he willingly give his life? Because he loves. He loves. Why did he go to the cross even when his right-hand man, Peter, stood in his face and said, you can't go to that cross, Lord. And he looked at him and said, devil, get behind me. Why did he steal his mission? Because of love, which is the foundation. Love, the agape. You know what that word agape means? It means the love of God, unconditional love of God. He gave his life because of the agape love that he has for mankind. So there's an attachment with the word love. There's an attachment between the word love and the word gave. Oftentimes I heard people around me and even growing up and even in the church, people say, they begin to say that I love Jesus or I love my fellow believer or where is all the love in the body of Christ? And those things that they say are good. It's good to say that you love someone. It's good to say that you love Yahshua the Messiah. It's good to say that you love God, but if you don't got no proof behind it, they are just words, what you speak out your mouth.
Amen.
Right.
They're just words. Mm-hmm. They're just words. If all I did was tell my wife I love her and never showed her, those would be just words.
Right.
There's an attachment. There's an attachment to that word love. A lot of people loosely use that word. I don't loosely use that word. If I use that word, then my actions behind that word are going to prove me.
Come on.
My actions are going to prove me. My actions are going to prove. Come on, repeat after me. Say, my actions are going to prove me.
Are going to prove me.
If you tell your husband that you love him, but you don't never massage his feet, my God, my God. If you tell your wife you love her, but you never massage her shoulders, oh, my God, I'm going to get somebody in trouble this morning. Come on, Holy Ghost. If I tell my spouse that I love them, but I never show them, then there's something absent from my love. It's not true love.
Amen.
It's just for show. It's make believe, y'all. Somebody gonna get saved. Somebody marriage gonna get delivered. Somebody gonna get salvation because God's word comes to penetrate our hearts. Come on now. He said he so loved the world that he did an action. It's a verb. A verb. An action word. He gave. So why is it that in the body of Christ we have a problem with giving? Why is it in the body of Christ we can't give our seed to God?
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.